Today with Joseph Prince.
You want the favor of God to reign in your children? You want the favor of God to reign in your business? You want the grace of God to reign in your family? Amen. The grace of God to reign in your body? You want that? It only reigns in the great dia through the righteous, by the means of righteousness. But if you are feeling sin conscious, you are feeling, I can't understand how I did that. God, I'm so sorry. I promise I'll never do that again. Or God, next time I will not do that again. That is a form of self-righteousness trying to atone for your sins. The most humbling thing when you find yourself falling is to tell the Lord, Lord, that was a sin and I receive your forgiveness and I proclaim I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. And I tell this, effortlessly you will rise above it. The greatest thing you can do towards God to honor Him is to take your place because He took His place. And what's the place you have to take that He gave you? The righteousness of God in Christ. Not because you are such a hot shot. It's a gift. He didn't become sin by doing sin. You didn't become righteous by doing righteousness. The best response is when you sin. God, sorry Lord. I thank you have forgiven me. And I see afresh the need for Jesus to come and die. Father, Jesus is my righteousness. Jesus is my righteousness. If there are things that's happening in your life right now you're not happy with, or you don't see the kind of life that you envision a blessed man should have, change your heart. He wants it to change your life from the inside out.
This month, we want to send you this powerful 4-CD audio series, Change How You See, Change Your Life, for your gift of support. Get ready to receive your breakthrough as you fill your heart with faith pictures from God.
We're not saying, see it to make it real. We are saying, open your eyes to see what is really there. Let God fortizo the eyes of your heart. This is knowledge of Him.
And for a gift of $75 or more, you will also get Joseph's latest CD and DVD album, His Zone Vision. Receive God's prophetic vision for your life.
God's going to cause you to be full of His vision this year. Not just any vision, the vision that is from God, that prophetic vision. The vision of God transcends time and space. May God open the eyes of your heart, amen, to see what God wants you to see.
Your breakthroughs and miracles begin with seeing God's best for you. Position yourself to receive God's Hazon vision for your life. Get these powerful resources for your gift of support to the ministry today. Call us toll-free at 877-769-5433 or visit us at josephprince.org right now.
God is a good God. God is a generous God. God wants to see your life prosper in every way. Yes. Amen? You know, regardless of how unpopular it is, to hear the word prosperity in some circles, the Bible is full of it. The Bible says that, 3 John 2, Beloved, I wish above all things. Imagine, this is God's heart. The apostle will not write something that will not represent God's heart. Amen? All scripture is God-breathed, including 3 John 2. And God says, Beloved, I wish above all things, imagine that, above all things that God desires for you, God says, I pray above all things that you prosper and you be in health, even as your souls prosper. So that covers the three dimensions, amen, of man, amen, of man, health for his body, prosperity for his soul, even as his soul prospers. And not only that you prosper in health, prosper materially, prosper outwardly, prosper in his relationships. But God is just, God is just out to bless us, to get us with his blessings. Amen, people? Amen. What I'm going to share with you today is going to bless you, is going to help you. Amen? But before it's us, to get us with his blessings. Amen, people? Amen. What I'm going to share with you today is going to bless you, is going to help you. Amen? But before it helps you, it's going to, sometimes medicine will not be so pleasant to take. But guess what? You'll be okay after that. Amen? And I'm believing God that each and every one of you will prosper and be in health, even as your souls prosper. Now first, Joseph in Genesis 39, it says that, by the way, I must give you the background before you read verse 2. Joseph is now sold by his brothers to a band of Midianites. They were passing by, a passing caravan. They sold him. The brothers were jealous of him, sold him to this traveling caravan who were on their way down to Egypt. So in Egypt, he stood up, all right, to be sold like a slave, like literally like a cow. So in Egypt, he stood up, all right, to be sold like a slave, like literally like a cow, you know, like a sheep being sold in the market. So his brothers sold him. So let's follow the story. A man called Potiphar bought him. And it says here, the Lord was with Joseph. Ha ha. So when you have nothing, not even the clothes on your back, but the Lord is with you, you'll get it all back. And more. And more. Amen. The most important person that needs to be with you is the Lord. The most important person that needs to be with you is the Lord. Doesn't matter. Your best friend forsake you. You've been betrayed by a friend you trusted. As long as the Lord is with you, look at what happened. And he was a successful man. I like the old King James. He was a prosperous man. He was a prosperous man. The Hebrew word saleach. He was a prosperous man. And in the Hebrew, it literally says the Lord was with Joseph and caused him to become successful. The Lord caused him, that he feel is used to make some. He was in the house with his master, the Egyptian, and his master saw that the Lord was with him. And by the way, it's all by grace. I'm going to show you right now. And the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. The Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in his sight. See, I told you it's all favor, grace. Say grace. Grace. Say favor. It's the same. Grace and favor is the same. So he says here, Joseph found favor. So favor is unearned, undeserved. And he served Potiphar. Then Potiphar made Joseph overseer of his house. And all that he had, he put under his authority. Look at verse 5. So it was from the time that he had made him overseer of his house and all that he had, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. I have no doubt many of you, your company is blessed because you are there. Amen. Your organization is blessed because you are there. Amen. As you are there. Amen. I have no doubt this nation is blessed because we are here. Amen. Amen. So God bless everything in Egyptian's house. Thus he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. And he did not know what he had except for the bread which he ate. That's really letting go. Then it tells you now Joseph was handsome in form and appearance. Okay, why? Because of the next verse. The next verse says, thus he left, it came to pass after these things, his master's wife cast longing eyes on Joseph and she said, lie with me. Now this is not tell lies with me. Okay, so let me just tell you this. A lot of people have this idea. If the Lord prospers me, why do I get into trouble? Because he's about to get into trouble. Now, he didn't sleep with her. Okay, listen carefully. The trouble is designed by God as a stepping stone. Because he's about to end up in prison. That's a stepping stone. Amen. And he's about to interpret the dreams of the king's butler, who later on will tell the king about him. And because of his testimony, Joseph will not just be brought out of prison, but out of Potiphar's house to stand in the presence of the most powerful monarch during that time. So you think about it. All, you know, people say, I confess I'm the righteous of God in Christ and I get into trouble. Why this trouble? Hey, it is still the favor of God. All the bad things that have happened in your life, okay, because of the favor of God on you, it may happen because of favor of God on you. People might say things about you because of God's favor on you. People might lie about you, block about you, write about you, you know, and say all kinds of things about you because of God's favor on you. No one kicks a dead horse. Amen. So don't expect, well, Pastor, I confess favor. I confess I'm the righteous of God and these things happen. Okay? Are you with me so far? Now, there is one thing that will stop grace from flowing. Self-righteousness. Your attempt trying to justify, to make yourself righteous. In Galatians, please. Right? Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, justified is made righteous. You see, the moment you are trying to be self-righteous, the moment you are trying to be justified, but justified by the law, justified is made righteous. You see, the moment you are trying to be self-righteous, The moment you are trying to be justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. Stay with him. So you can fall from grace by trying to be self-righteous. You know, self-righteous, right? Trying to do things to make yourself righteous instead of just receiving the righteousness as a gift and declaring, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Now here, we then as workers together with him, Paul writing, also plead with you not to receive the grace or the favor of God in vain. Don't receive the grace of God in vain. Don't receive it in vain. That means it's possible to be in a church of grace, amen, and still not receive the favor of God. Don't receive it in vain. In vain means it's not producing results in your life. But how do you not receive it in vain? Notice this is the beginning verse 1, and it starts with we then. That means you must look at the preceding verse. Am I right? This is simple English class. Right? So originally, when Paul wrote the letters, he didn't put down chapters. So let's look at the last verse. You know what's the last verse before this verse? So you understand why people don't receive the grace of God. The last verse before this verse is actually chapter 5, verse 21. God made Jesus who knew no sin to be sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So then, don't receive grace in vain. God made you the righteousness of God in Christ, and here you are, you refuse to accept it, and you're trying to be self-righteous. By the way, if you think you are half bad, get ready for a fall. Even after you are a Christian. Because all of a sudden you have an outbreak of things that you say to your wife, your family, you never expect to say even before you were a Christian. All of a sudden you have an outbreak, flesh outbreak of maybe indulging in pornography. All of a sudden you have an outbreak. Now after that you start, how can I do this? How can I do it? And the devil comes in. They say, God, I promise you I'll never do that again. The devil listens to that and says, he doesn't say hallelujah. He says, doesn't say praise God also. I am so safe, I don't know what to say. But he's rejoicing. The devil is rejoicing. The devil is rejoicing the moment he hears you say, you know, God, I'll never do that again. And you mean it, but it's the wrong thing to say. It's a form of self-righteousness. You know what the best thing you can say? Yeah, confess your sin all you want. Go ahead, confess your sin. Believe he has forgiven you. But more than that, confess, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Then you honor what Jesus did. All his sufferings is not in vain. You take your place as the righteousness of God in Christ. And you honor the one who became sin. But if he became sin, that you might feel sinful, then you know what? As far as you are concerned, it's all in vain. As far as he's concerned, his grief. Imagine taking all the trouble to earn money as a schoolboy. To buy for your dad a present. Hard-earned money. You want to surprise him. And finally, you give him the present. He looks at it. He says, for your dad a present. Hard-earned money. You want to surprise him. And finally, you give him the present. He looks at it. He says, cheap one, is it? And next time you see it, it's in the waste basket. Doesn't use it. Doesn't treasure it. The greatest thing you can do towards God to honor him is to take your place because he took his place. And what's the place you have to take that he gave you? Righteousness of God in Christ. Not because you are such a hot shot. It's a gift. He didn't become sin by doing sin. You didn't become righteous by doing righteousness. So if you think you're half bad, even after you're a believer, get ready for a fall. And the fall is good for you. He will jerk the self-righteous legs out of you. And it's good because all of us have this secret root that is obstructing God's grace because grace can only reign through righteousness. Give me that verse, Romans chapter 5. As sin has reigned unto death, even so might God's favor, grace, favor, reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. You want favor to reign in your life? Reign like a king in your life? You want the favor of God to reign in your children. You want the favor of God to reign in your business. You want the grace of God to reign in your family. Amen. The grace of God to reign in your body. You want that? It only reigns in the Greek, dia, through the righteous, by the means of righteousness. But if you are feeling sin conscious, you are feeling, I can't understand how I did that. God, I'm so sorry. I promise I'll never do that again. Or God, next time I will not do that again. That is a form of self-righteousness trying to atone for your sins. The most humbling thing when you find yourself falling is to tell the Lord, Lord, that was a sin. What the devil meant for evil, the whole thing is turned around now. Now you appreciate righteousness even more. And you have a greater fear of your flesh. So many of us know the flesh. What is the flesh again? That part of you that wants to do wrong? You have it. The speaker has it. All of us have it. Make no mistake about it. We all have it. The thing about the flesh is this. We all know the flesh. Show them the flesh. The flesh, we all know flesh, as in the Pharisees, is self-righteousness, pride, conceit. It produces a superiority complex. Because I am this, this person is inferior. Because I have this paper qualification, this person is inferior. Because of my position, this guy is inferior. Because I am worth this much money, all right? This person is inferior to me because he earns less. Because I live in such a house, therefore I am this. Superiority complex. It's all flesh. And the Apostle Paul, show them the Apostle Paul in Philippians saying this, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same things to you is not tedious, but for you it is safe. Rejoice in the Lord, not in your flesh, not in yourself. Rejoice in the Lord, not in your status. Rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same things to you is not tedious, but for you it is safe. Rejoice in the Lord, not in your flesh, not in yourself. Rejoice in the Lord, not in your status. Rejoice in the Lord. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the mutilation. Now, this is where you get the verse in people's houses, beware of dogs. At least they have a Bible verse in their house, you know, on the gates. Beware of dogs. Okay, go back to dogs again, please. Now, you know what? You know who he's referring to? You know who he's referring to? The Jews called Gentiles dogs. Paul reversed the whole thing on the Pharisees, on those who are trying to promote the law, all right, to protect their self-righteousness, all right, and coming against the gospel of grace. He calls them the mutilation because they'll tell you to be circumcised. And Paul calls them, beware of the mutilation. Strong words. Never mind, don't spend time here. We go to verse 3. We are the circumcision, the true circumcision, that is, who worship God in the Spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. We have no confidence in the flesh. Now watch this. What is the flesh then? What is no confidence in the flesh? Okay, though I also might have confidence in the flesh. If anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I'm also. I was circumcised the eighth day, Paul says, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin. I'm not just a Hebrew, I'm a Hebrew of Hebrews. However, he saw that. Concerning the law, a Pharisee. Man, he's giving it. He says, if you want to boast, I can boast in the flesh. So confidence in the flesh is actually reliance, trusting, and being confident in your efforts, in your accomplishments. Go back to the flesh graph again. The flesh can also manifest in the other way like this. Shame, condemnation, defensiveness, trying to atone for your sins, trying to defend yourself, trying to make it appear like, no, that should not have happened. Let me do this. Let me do that for you. Let me do this, God. Let me do that, Lord. I'll go to the mission field, Lord. I'll double tie. No, friend, when you have sinned, okay, the response that people show many a times show. Now, Pastor Prince, don't you believe there must be a certain kind of grief in the heart? It's called godly sorrow. I believe in godly sorrow. Godly sorrow worketh repentance. This is not godly sorrow. Shame, condemnation is what the devil wants you to have. Defensiveness and all that. So when you sin, it's still the flesh. Whether it's pride, it's focused on self, occupied with self. And then shame, you're still looking at yourself. You're not looking to God and His grace and what Jesus, the fact that God made Jesus to be sin for you, that you might become the right. You're not looking at that. You're looking at, how can I do that? I feel so bad. I feel so shameful. No, friend, sometimes people feel bad they hurt their wife. They feel bad they expose their children to it. They feel bad that their friends find out about it. But they're not feeling bad towards God. When David committed adultery, when David killed the woman's husband, David prayed this prayer in Psalms 51, against you, you only have I sinned. How could David say that? He told God, against you, you only have I sinned. He killed Uriah, committed adultery with his wife, brought shame to those who know about it. And the nation of Israel has other nations looking at the God of Israel and what he's able to, and instead of that, you know, he told God, all sins actually is sin against God. But we can feel sorry horizontally without ever really feeling bad vertically. really his honor has been discredited. You took glory away from him. So the best response is when you sin, God, sorry, Lord. I thank you have forgiven me. And I see afresh the need for Jesus to come and die. Father, Jesus is my righteousness. Jesus is my righteousness. I have none of my own. Amen? Are you listening, people? So actually, when you respond correctly because of your shame, you know what God says? If you respond correctly and receive Jesus as your righteousness, now you really understand, Jesus is my righteousness. I have none of my own. I get concerned when people start saying things. Well, Pastor Pring, you know, Bible says I'm righteous, and they stop there. I feel like saying always, I know I sound legalistic, but I feel like saying, say the whole thing, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ, not in yourself. Some people have this idea that, you know, I'm born again, I'm righteous. No, it's always in Christ. Your flesh is still your flesh. You listening, people? But if you respond well, if you respond by embracing Jesus as your righteousness and say, Lord, truly you are my righteousness, you know what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen? 120% restoration in the very area you lost. Isaiah, for your shame, God says, you shall have double honor. Instead of your shame. So in other words, instead means what? In place of your shame, you will have double honor. Some people say, you know, I did that thing, Pastor, I don't know how to face my family, I don't know how to face people and all that. Don't respond and stay there for too long. It is still self-occupation. You stop the favor of God. See, pride, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, I'm not like this, I'm not like that, I'm this, I'm this. That will stop grace from flowing. That's self-occupation. But this also self-occupation that goes undetected. I'm so shameful, I'm this, I'm that, I'm that. Stop it! And be Christ-occupied. And you know when you're Christ-occupied? Show them in quietness and in confidence. Thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest, you shall be saved. Yasha. Whatever situation you're in, you shall be saved from your shame. You shall be saved from the consequences. If you return to the Lord in rest, and then God says, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength. And you would not. So when you are Christ occupied, don't look at yourself. This is looking at, pride is looking at yourself. Shame is also looking at yourself. Yes, you should have godly sorrow, especially towards God. But then, after that, no, the devil tripped me, all right, in this area. Okay, Lord, I receive you, Jesus, as my righteousness. And then guess what? You are Christ occupied. The moment your eyes is on him, watch this. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength. Quietness and confidence will replace all your pride, all your conceit, all your defensiveness, all your trying to atone for your sins, all your shame. Instead of that, there's going to be a quiet confidence. So I pray in Jesus' name that you never come to a place you start believing in resolutions, willpower, self-effort, determination, all the things of the world, but you trust the favor of God and depend on Jesus as your righteousness and get to know him more and more because you have found an object for your heart that no one else can take. A job can fail you. A child can disappoint you. A loved one can break your heart. But if Jesus is the object of your heart, you have found the one for whom your heart was created for. And the woman says, I have a well now that springs up to everlasting life. And all the people said, amen, amen. Give him praise, church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your love. If there are things that's happening in your life right now you're not happy with, or you don't see the kind of life that you envision a blessed man should have, change your heart. He wants you to change your life from the inside out.
This month, we want to send you this powerful 4-CD audio series, Change How You See, Change Your Life, for your gift of support. Get ready to receive your breakthrough as you fill your heart with faith pictures from God.
We're not saying, see it to make it real. We are saying, open your eyes to see what is already there. Let God fortizo the eyes of your heart. This is knowledge of Him.
And for a gift of $75 or more, you will also get Joseph's latest CD and DVD album, Hazon Vision. Receive God's prophetic vision for your life.
God's going to cause you to be full of His vision this year. Not just any vision, the vision that is from God, that prophetic vision. The vision of God transcends time and space. May God open the eyes of your heart, amen, to see what God wants you to see.
Your breakthroughs and miracles begin with seeing God's best for you. 877-769-5433 or visit us at josephprince.org right now.
If you are watching this and are battling discouragement, anxiety, or depression, I want to pray for you right now. Would you put your hand on your heart as I pray for you? Father in heaven, I pray for the hearts that are anxious and fearful, and for the hearts that have been hurt deeply. Touch and heal them right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Release into these precious hearts and minds a vision of hope and a positive expectation of good in their future. I command the spirit of discouragement, the spirit of depression, and the spirit of fear to leave God's people right now in Jesus' name. Now, Holy Spirit, pour into every heart a tangible sense of God's love. Be Thou their wonderful peace and shalom well-being, guarding their hearts in every storm. In Jesus' name, amen. Now just thank the Lord and know that He's always with you to help you. I encourage you to keep tuning in to our broadcast to hear how much the Lord loves you. And you can watch our program online at josephprince.tv. It is a great platform to consume the gospel and strengthen your heart with the promises of God daily. And with josephprince.tv, you can watch our broadcast on all your devices 24/7. Sign up for an account today and we'll send you an encouraging teaching resource as my gift to you. God bless you.
Joseph Prince Ministries is a Section 501(c)(3) nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible for the amount that exceeds any fair market value of the materials you receive from us. Fair market value of the materials you receive from us.